96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yeah, you know that song. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. If it's bothering you, pick up the phone and get it off your chest. My guests are here to help you do it. Comedian and humanitarian Queen Aisha is with us. Also, Kason Wilson from The Last Comic Standing. Yeah, he's here also. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202. Don't mess with me, Queen. I haven't started yet. It's coming. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter if you want at HFisherWHUR. That's HFisherWHUR. Good to see you all.
It's good to see you too. Happy Friday. Happy homecoming.
Thank you.
You know.
Yeah, there
all
you go.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
Howard alumni in the building.
I just passed by for 4 years. Yeah. I just know some people that own
I passed by for
money.
Seven.
Oh, really?
Really?
It took me 7 years to get my degree.
Wow, you were playing spades.
I was a donut.
Yeah, you're one of those folks. Yeah, I know. So, look, here's the deal. But I know we've got a lot of fun to get to. But I honestly, you know, out of respect for you know some of the you know the difficult issues that have come up during the course of the day yesterday, I did want to ask you because, you know, we know comedians aren't just funny folks. They are big brains as well. I really want to get your opinion about, you know, the frustrations that the president has faced regarding gun control. And you know, we lost 9 people yesterday in Oregon. It was a horrific situation. Why do you think, Queen, that it has been so difficult for the president to make moves with this issue?
Well, I think that it's definitely he doesn't have the support of Congress, and they're still playing little boy games. And it's in the long run, it makes him look bad. It's an unfortunate situation because it's happening. What this happened just a few months ago in a movie theater, and constant.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And it's so unfortunate. It's very heartbreaking. Very heartbreaking. I just really wish that soon, before later, that we can get some finalized on and get some gun control. You have other countries that don't go through the issues that the United States of America go through, and they don't have the same laws and issues.
Yeah,
with guns. So
it's
a lot of things to take into consideration.
It's hard.
Television, movies, and mental illness is real. And I think that a lot of times people are ignoring issues in the family, and they need to be addressed. Because it definitely starts there. But gun control, we need to have this. We need to have laws in place. And people have to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be held accountable.
Kason, your thoughts about that?
It's very disheartening that we have to go through all of this just for gun laws. But at the same time, you know, I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And it's almost just as disheartening to hear the idea of gun laws have to come out when there's a tragedy. Like, why do we need a tragedy to have to talk about it? If we just only reported on the news in Chicago alone, we could talk about gun laws every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you talk about Jersey City, it's a danger. Camden and, like, neighborhoods like that. And it just seems like in this country, until it hits home to people in charge, that's the only time we talk about
what
it.
What they consider home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there it is. I think well said from both of you. Also wanted to mention, and I did forget, you know, Kason, you know, you were from, you know, Last Comic Standing.
We're both from Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah. But, I would have thought you would have.
We're
here. Free your mind. That's what we're here for.
Free your mind. Say it. Jersey.
If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself.
I want to free Tiffany from Baltimore at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. What's on your mind, Tiffany? What's grinding your gears? What's bothering you?
First of all, how do y'all expect me to come behind that and not laugh?
I know. We had to change it up just a little bit.
So, Fantasia for the rain.
Yeah, so, nice flow.
Yeah, go ahead. What, you said people are getting on your nerves. Who's getting on your nerves?
Oh, my God. So my brother, I'm you know, speaking on him because he uses the term a lot. He spells it S-T-O-O-P-I-D, stupid.
Oh,
and
he's one of those.
These are the people who swear you up and down. They know all the facts. They are not willing to learn anything. They're not willing to try anything. Mm. But all they want to do is complain to me. Mm-hmm. You are stupid. Mm.
So give me an example. Is he one of those guys that just doesn't want to eat sushi?
Oh, no. My brother gave me the term, and I'm just putting a definition to
it. It's not my brother. It's some other people that they know.
Oh, okay.
Other people that stressing me out all week long. So, for example, I work in education, and I've had people try to tell me what they did not know and how come they couldn't do a certain thing without even looking into methods or ways or asking for help to figure it out.
Okay.
You know, and I'm like, we're educators, so educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been stressing me out like all week. And then I'm also a grad student, so I've been dealing with some folk at school that I'm just like, really, just do your work. I work, too. I'm a single mom. I have two kids. Get over it.
Are these the same folks that don't have passports?
I'm sorry. But see, sometimes people have so much book knowledge, they just don't have, like, simple common sense.
You just got to make sure your kids know how to spell stupid properly. Just make sure the cycle stops. That's really where we are in life. You can't stop people, but just make sure the cycle stops.
Yeah, well, you know, well, Tiffany, you know, good luck in grad school. When do you finish?
Oh, I just started.
Oh, hey, but you know, more power to you.
Might feel stupid now, but you gonna be smart. You is gonna be intelligent.
Shout out
and
to
you
everybody.
Is gonna be brokeish, kinda maybe.
A little bit brokeish. Real smart though. Real
student
smart.
Loans.
You know, happy homecoming for people.
Well, look, Tiffany. Good luck to you. Thank you so much. And look, just you know, no matter what. Love your brother, you know, hang in there.
Oh, my brother is the man for coming up with the term.
Listen, there you go.
Her brother's not stupid. He just came up with the word.
Is that what it is?
I want you to keep up.
Don't let your brother help the kids with the homework.
It must be Friday.
Girl, they missing it, Tiffany. I got it. They missing it. That's the man. They missing it. I got you.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Get it off your chest. 855-288-4876. Tanya, calling from Fort Washington. What's on your mind, Tanya?
Hey, how are you? Hey, Kasan. Hey, Queen Aisha.
Hey, lady.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, they're my friends.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, this is hey, what's up?
What's up?
You started calling out numbers, and I got nervous, so I thought you were going to call my number out.
I may.
No, don't call my phone number out. This ain't the time for that.
Okay, so what's
on your... You got minutes? You got Friday free your mind minutes on your phone?
So go ahead.
So I was talking about the hurricane. I just wanted to chime in and say this Hakeem thing is, like, really serious.
What's the hurricane?
Wait a minute.
What is going on right now?
What's the name?
It's not...
What's the name?
What did you say?
What's the name? What's the hurricane name?
It's
Hakeem.
It's Joaquin.
It's Joaquin. It's not Hakeem. My girlfriend said that, too.
It's
Joaquin.
It's Joaquin, not Hakeem.
So you just think about one of your cousins, because he a hurricane. Hakeem is a hurricane.
Black people have to.
No, I called my grandmother. She said some Hakeem calling over, so I thought it was one of her boos.
You and your grandmother play too much.
Black people have stopped. Black people have got to stop spreading news they read on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay,
it does not count.
So what's wrong with Joaquin?
Joaquin. What's wrong with Joaquin?
But Hakeem ain't really. They make it to seem as bigger than what it really is.
Well, that depends on where you live.
Right, right. Exactly. In D.C., you might just get hit with a raindrop.
That's right. But if you're in South Carolina, mm-hmm. or if you like some of my family down in Nassau, they're holding on to palm trees right now. Because they're getting blown around, yeah. you know. So
he wanted to let us know that he got family from the Bahamas.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
That was fancy. Mm-hmm.
I did. You threw that out. You caught that? Yeah.
Name drop.
I did. This is country drop.
Country droppings.
but your grandmother's okay, isn't she?
Yeah, she's all right.
She said like she didn't care.
She had you run to the store for.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually interested in hearing about her boo though.
What?
Hakeem Storm.
That one, she has Alzheimer's, so she probably forget he's even coming.
Oh, well, you know, you need to take care of her. You got to stick by her.
Oh, I do.
You know, stick by her, watch her, take care of her. You know. Keep it, you know, just keep close. Tanya, thank you so much.
All
and
right.
Stay dry this weekend. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. What is on your mind? What is grinding your gears? Get it off of your chest. What's annoying you? Let's talk to, is it Mia or Maya?
I know. I was thinking the
same one is it?
I'm going for Maya.
Mia or is it Maya?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Maya.
What's your name, sweetie?
Mia.
Mia. Oh, hi, Mia. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I write stories.
Okay.
And what really grinds my gears, as you said, is that the fact that I write stories and I post them, but people read them, but nobody comments. It grinds my gears that people will read stuff and not reply to them.
Well, what are you writing about?
Fantasy. I write fantasy stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I would suggest that you keep writing, because eventually somebody is going to read your stuff. And you know what? Down the road, those same folks that aren't going to be commenting will end up buying.
I have a fantasy story. I think I can get some comments.
Okay.
I have a story about a black neighborhood that gets gentrified, and then the city gives them the opportunity to keep the high-rise apartments.
Okay.
You're going to get some comments on that.
Did you say high-rise apartments?
Yes.
You were so classy.
Yep.
Mia, right?
Yes.
Keep writing. A lot of times people, when you're on social media especially, we're reading, but we're moving so fast. It's not that we don't want to comment. Sometimes we just take it in a little bit. You know, it's the way you see things or what you're writing about, and they necessarily don't want to comment. And sometimes people just like peeking at you. They're just trying to see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So let them peek.
That's
you keep
right.
doing what you do. Stay in your world.
Is your grandfather there?
Yes.
Can we talk to him? Did you ask him why he didn't comment on your story?
Is her grandfather on social media?
He may be.
If he
has a Twitter page, this would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be. Grandpa, are you there?
I like social media, but we need to talk about Periscope. People can go to jail messing around with Periscope.
They just may.
I had him a second ago. He was here.
He was here. You know what?
You don't know what
I've got to take a break, but...
thanks for calling.
Mia, tell your grandfather, go ahead and comment. We love you. Take care. Keep writing. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Benita. Benita, stay with us. We want to hear about your son's father. Everybody else, give us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. What's on your mind? Get it off your chest. We'll talk about it in just a bit. The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a bit.